Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Pastor Eddie from Breakfast Dial Radio. Wishing you guys all a good evening. And hoping that you'll be with us all evening. We have special guest speakers tonight. Dr. Oscar and Maya Fisher from Norwalk, California will be ministering tonight, sharing their testimonies. Be ready for a great evening, okay? God bless you.
Riding high, and you're looking fine, and life seems out of sight. But without that beer, and without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil.
Mary?
I can hear you now, Eddie. Eddie, I can hear you.
Y venimos ante ti, oh Dios, sedientos, cansados, conscientes de nuestra necesidad de ti, más que de cualquier otra cosa. Necesidad de tu espíritu y de tu presencia, Dios. Cansado del camino, sediento de ti, un desierto he cruzado, sin fuerzas he quedado, vengo a ti. Luché como soldado y a veces sufrí. Y aunque la lucha he ganado, mi armadura he desgastado, vengo a ti cansado del camino, sediento de ti. Un desierto he cruzado, sin fuerzas he quedado, vengo a ti. Luché como soldado y a veces sufrí. Y aunque la lucha he ganado, mi armadura he desgastado, vengo a ti.
Pídele que te sumerja.
Sumérgeme.
For those that don't understand the English, that's called sumergeme, and that means to submerge. And that's what we want to do this evening. We want to submerge ourselves in the presence of God. This is Pastor Eddie Fisher coming live to you from Versatile Radio in Riverside, California. We're going to be interviewing here Pastor Oscar and Maya Fisher from Norwalk, California this evening. And I was just going to open up the show here with a little prayer first. And I want to dedicate this show, first of all, for those that are out there that might not know God, and need a touch this evening, and maybe the words that are going to be spoken here tonight will minister to your heart, depending on where you're at. We just pray that you just open your heart and receive everything that he has for you tonight. Okay, Father, I just thank you for this evening and the opportunity to be on the airwaves, God, to minister to your people, Father, tonight, Lord God. We ask, Father, that you soften hearts for those that are out there hurting, Father God, that you start ministering even right now, Lord Jesus, God, and preparing the hearts, God, in Jesus' name. We want to give you all the glory, all the honor, for you are worthy, Father, tonight. Tonight is your night, Father God, and we want to exalt your name and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And probably in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to be bringing in Pastor Oscar and Maya in from Norwalk, California. Hey, one more song for you. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
Wichita Radio from Riverside, California. All right, we got an exciting night coming up here tonight. All right, we got Pastor Oscar Maya waiting in the wings here for us. I just want to remind you that the chat room is open. If you guys want to call in and talk to the host or talk to the guests, you're welcome to. There's somebody there who's going to be waiting to talk to you, okay? All right, here you go. One more time. This one's called It Was Easy. It was easy when I gave my life to God. That's what I could say. That's right.
Thought you'd never put me down.
Refuse to be held down anymore.
Radio. We're back live from Riverside, California. That's Pastor Sal Perez from Tucson, Arizona, Victory Outreach, giving us his versions of the redone oldies but goodies. He sounds good, huh? Just want to let you guys know that if you want to get his music, just go to victoryoutreachtucson.org and you're able to get his music. Amen. We got on the line here Maya Fisher. She's going to be being interviewed by her longtime friend here, Martha. And Martha, are you there? You're not on. There she is.
Hello.
Martha, you there? There she is.
Hello.
She was hiding on me. Okay, I found you.
Blessed communion. Hello, everybody. God bless you. My name is Martha Fisher, and I'll be interviewing Maya Fisher, a longtime friend. I want to welcome all of you and thank you for coming in again. We just want to give a shout out to everybody out there that's been calling, and to Bernadette. God, I just want to say that one of my favorite scriptures is that you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's in Philippians 4:13. Any of you out there struggling, just know that God is there with you and that the Word says that you can do all things and you will be able to do all things. So right now I want to go on with Maya and just thank you very much for coming on the radio with us. Maya, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Maya.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm doing good.
Amen. Well, I've known you for about 21, 22 years, and I can't think of anybody else that's so blessed to interview. You're just such a woman of God, and your testimony has just always been true to the Lord. So that's why I want to interview you. And just ask you a few questions. Before you got saved, what was going on in your life?
Well, I was very young. I say I was 21, and I was ready to really party. Being an adult, I thought I was going to really just, I didn't know anything else but to party. That was my life. I came out of a party life. I came out of the areas of Compton, California, and into different barrios that we claimed to be from the barrio. And we started partying. We were just out there thinking that we were having a good time. But at 21, that's when somebody told me about the love of God, the love of Jesus. That was many, many years ago, over 36 years ago.
Wow.
But he made a big difference in my life.
Amen. And I see that difference. Were you ever in gangs?
Well, yeah, like that song was saying, there's no stopping us now. You know, that song relates to me way back when, because I thought, you know, there was just this life to live, and I was going to have the best of it by just having a good time. But, you know, the barrios that I lived in, it was like, that's all I knew, is grew up in a barrio out there in Compton. And I was, you know, from a gang, and then we started a gang club, and I had a girls that we partied with, and there were the clubs out there in the area, if you understand what I'm talking about, just out there cruising and claiming to be from a neighborhood, and we thought we had it all together. And shortly after that, very young, I started into alcohol and just drinking and just driving and just partying. And I, you know, that's all I knew, to just claim my barrio and be sold out and, you know, just be out in the streets. And I just wanted to have a good time. But in all that, there was trouble that came my way. You know, there's trouble out there. Sometimes we don't look for it, but when we're out there, you know, trouble comes our way. And there was a lot of things that happened that I experienced. A lot of friends of mine that were shot, friends of mine that overdosed on drugs. And some of you can relate to me how that's a heartfelt thing that I went through. And I don't hope it for anybody, but there's hope in God, because you know, that could have happened to me, you know, being out there not knowing, you know, walking the streets of Compton. It was dangerous, but at the time I thought, you know, I was okay, until I saw a lot of trouble came my way. And there was a time that I was driving and drinking, and like everybody else, we think it was okay, ended up wrecking and ended up in juvenile hall. Just the life, the same life that many of you experienced. And I continued because I didn't have no other solution. I had no other knowledge of what to do until I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He changed my life, and there's no stopping me now. It's awesome. It's an awesome life to really know Christ. It made a difference. I didn't stop partying. I just party a different way. I party in the Lord. I'm excited. I love God, and it's not a boring life. It's an exciting life. We can, you know, just play oldies that glorify God. We can just even rap. If you're out there, you like music, hip hop. Everything is in Christ, but there's a meaning to it, because now He's in my life, and I'm in Him, and He gives me true happiness and a true high, and I don't have to be out there like I was before.
Amen, Maya. I know what you mean. There's nothing like the life in Christ and the peace that He gives us. But one question I really want to ask you is, what brought you to the point of turning your life over to the Lord?
One of my friends that was in one of our clubs in the barrio, she got saved, and she looked happy. But she was no longer, you know, on drugs any longer, but she had a smile on her face and a glow.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what happened in her life, and she's the one. She was a good friend of mine, and she took me one day to a meeting. It was a Bible study, and then I got to know the truth, and the Word of God says, if anybody knows the truth of the Word of God, it'll set you free. The truth will set you free. And I wanted to know, you know, I wanted to know more about the Bible, because many times we know about religion, but this was more, it was different. It was like, what? God is alive. God is able to give me another life. And because of her life being changed over, I was interested. You might be interested out there, because you might be, you know, thinking that the life that you have is probably not fulfilling, is not satisfying your life. There's an answer, and it's in Him. It's in Jesus. He's not religion. He's a man. He's a man that's able to change our way of life. And I'm excited. There's no stopping me now. It's exciting to live for Him.
Amen. Well, you've been a real example to me, Maya, in my life. And I just want to say out there that this woman, she's just not a sister, she's a pastor. And she just does a job that God has called her to do. She's anointed and blessed. And they have a church, she has a church in Norwalk, and maybe she can tell you a little bit about her church.
And those are the things that I'm talking about. The Bible says that if any man, woman is in Christ, you're a new creation. All things pass away and all things become new. And it doesn't matter if you're in gangs. I used to have a low rider. I used to be in the barrio. I used to be into drugs. I used to be whatever.
For God
the
so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish.
Praise the Lord. That's right. Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what I'm talking about. God loves you, and God is able to change and turn your life around. He did it for me, and now I'm pastoring in Norwalk, and we're there on Firestone Good News. It's called Good News. So there's a lot of bad news out there, but we have good news to share with you that God loves you. He loves you, and he loved the world, and that means you. He had you in mind, you know, when he died on the cross. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And that's what I'm talking about. He made a big difference in my life. And it doesn't matter if you're in gangs or what you're involved in prison or whatever you're going through, addicted to drugs, it doesn't matter. I started drinking at the age of 12, 13, and I was drinking, and I couldn't do without it. That was my life. But you know, God showed me a different way of living, and now to pastor, that's like totally, you know, different. And I never thought I would do that, but I'm helping people that are in the barrio or whatever, and letting them know that there is a hope in God. You know, one hope, an ounce of hope, can bring you to a place of faith in God and change your life completely. He's awesome, and I just wanted to thank God for this opportunity to be here on the live on this radio station, and I just want to bless you tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you very much. It was a blessing, and I just want to say thank you to all those that have come on, Pastor Sal Perez from Tucson, Arizona, Ileana and Josh from Visalia, and they're in Africa, and we love you guys, and also Mike and his mom and dad, Frank and Tina, Martinez. We thank you guys. And anybody else that wants to call in and give their testimony, we just welcome you.
I have a question for Maya.
Oh.
I want to know what was the favorite old track.
My oldie?
When you were old.
Oh, okay. The town I live in. That's my town during back then, back in the days. Yes, it was.
Well, this is the time she lives in now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Maya.
Radio here, Riverside, California. Pastor Eddie talking to you guys. All right. That was a great testimony, Maya. You really enjoyed it, and I hope it ministered to somebody out there. I know somebody out there is living that crazy life and able to see, relate maybe. You know, you're hurting right now and relate to, hey, man, that's what life is like for me right now. Well, I want to let you know that our chat room lines are open. And we've got people waiting on the line here to minister to you, pray with you, and guide you, whatever you need, okay? All right, we'll be talking to Pastor Oscar in a few minutes here, too. But meanwhile, I'll throw some more rollers out there for you, all right? God bless.
Down.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
He can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter's night. God's love, God's love, he will only lead and guide you if you let him take control of your life and all its burdens. And the only heart you want has been bought by Christ alone, alone. And God's love, there are those who would try to deceive you and would offer a counterfeit love, but I know that the love of my Savior is a real love, more precious than gold. Yes, it is. If you're wondering what he's asking in return, friend, you'll be glad to know that his demands are small. Say it's Christ and Christ alone who prepared our way home. And God's love, God.
Radio here, Riverside, Pastor Eddie talking. How you guys doing? Listen, that was Little Willie G, formerly of the Midnighters. Actually, I think they're still Midnighters together, but he's kind of changed the words around, as you could tell. But he's a born again, saved again, Bible thumping minister of the word, man, evangelist, just preaching the word and turning those twisted words of word around and giving God glory and honor. We're going to try to get him on Versatile Radio here maybe in a week or two. So be prepared, be waiting. We have Little Willie G from the Midnighters going to be coming here. All right, one more song, and then we're going to get Pastor Oscar ready here. He's going to be ministering to you guys and giving you a testimony, all right? We'll be right back.
Something on your mind by the way you look at me. There is something on your mind, honey, by the way you look.
Radio here. This is Pastor Eddie here. We're back live here, and we got a special guest speaker here from Norwalk, California. Yay, Norwalk. And that's the town I came from. That's the town I live in. Amen. Pastor Oscar, you there with us?
Yes, I am, and I'm still living in the town of Norwalk.
All right, Pastor Oscar. I want to thank you tonight for being our special guest speaker here on Versatile Radio. And appreciate you taking the time and coming in and speaking your piece tonight. Amen?
Oh, praise God, brother. I thank you for the opportunity, for allowing me to come and just share.
Amen. Well, I've known you for a bit, and I know you got a testimony.
Yeah, just for a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit. But we're able to come live here this evening, and I know that you've been drugged through the mud, across the river, up the mountain, thrown down the mountain. The devil had a heyday with you back in your days. I know that for a fact. But I know that also that the Lord has transformed your life, and I just want you to share a little bit about what God has done in your life. And if we could start off a little bit like when you was little and used to think you could beat me up. But go ahead, and I want to just let you share your heart this evening. Okay, Pastor?
All right. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Yeah, and Pastor Eddie, I just want to thank you for all that you've done and what an inspiration you've been to my life, you and Pastor Martha. But, yeah, I still think I can beat you up. You're a lot smaller than me.
Well, we're not going to fight on the air, okay?
Oh, okay.
So talk to us, Pastor. Right. Ask, let us know about what happened.
Well, bro, as you know, we grew up with seven kids in our family, and just our way of life was partying, even as young kids. The whole house, was alcohol. And then from alcohol, we went to drugs. And I was the youngest of seven, and I got to see all the stuff that you guys went through, and I got to get away with a lot more because I was the youngest. But I also got into probably a lot more because I had the freedom to do more. And I started with alcohol, experimenting in high school and doing cannabinol, speed, mescaline, acid. And then as I grew up, I just started doing more alcohol, got in the car business, and just started drinking and doing more drugs and just worked for the devil. I mean, I had all the friends money could buy. I was a womanizer and chased women all the time, and God just really changed my life. you know. I know that the devil just did a number on me, tried to commit suicide a couple of times. There's things that that we go through in life that we don't understand, and we don't understand that the devil has a hold of us. We think it's part of life, and that's what life is. We believe that we're supposed to act the way we do because everybody else around us acts like that, and we're trained to act a certain way, and when we act a certain way, we think it's cool and it's the way that things are done, but it's really not, you know. Pastor Eddie, as we grow and we have that encounter with God, we realize that life doesn't go. That isn't really life. What you're doing is you're actually wasting life. You're not living life. You're actually wasting life.
Yeah, you know what, Pastor Oscar, that's a trick of the enemy, that, you know, that he comes and that he says, the Bible says that he comes to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And that's his mission. And sadly to say that, you know, that without God, that so many people are perishing and dying because they fall for the okey-doke and they don't have the answers. A lot of times we're caught up in all the mess and we say, oh, man, I'm young, you know. I got the rest of my life. You lived your life already. You know what? Leave me alone, man. You know, when did you stop? When did you stop enjoying life? Do you really enjoy it? Because I've talked to hundreds of people that say that they're miserable, you know, and they are, because booze and drugs and all the craziness that this world has is only for a season, man. And that's what you think, that they think that that's happiness. You know what I mean? They think that that's joy.
Yeah, that's right, Pastor Eddie. You know, most people that we talk to, they believe that that's life, that's truly life. But the next day they wake up with a hangover. They wake up and they realize they acted the fool. They act like, you know, and everybody, they don't realize everybody wasn't laughing with them. They were actually laughing at them. You know, I was there. I know. You know, and so, but it is a trick of the devil, bro, to think that that they believe that that's the way life is, you know. But he does come to steal, destroy, and to kill, bro. And that's his job. But Jesus came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. You know, over the years, Ed, I've watched, Pastor Ed, I've watched people and I've seen people, even my own life, being transformed by the power of God, you know. But I think the greatest tragedy today is that people believe that the lie of the devil, that, you know, that one drink, that one extra drink, that one pill, that one last line of crack, or that last line of crystal meth. You know, I was on crystal meth, Ed, as you know, and I did that for a lot of years. I would go on 8-day runs, bro, until my body's completely shut down and my whole body would go into muscle spasms, and then shut down for 3 or 4 or 5 days until I recuperated and just start all over again. It was to a place where I couldn't even function anymore. I tried to hold a conversation, and I couldn't hold a conversation because my words were all messed up. I looked like death mourned over, you know. But I thank God that he had mercy on me, and I was able to have enough of, I had people praying for me. I had you, I had Pastor Martha, and different people praying, and it's through their prayer and people's prayers that work, that bring us, people who are a or don't know God or are away from God, and bring us closer to God.
That's right, you know, because we know that the prayer of the righteous man availeth much, the Bible says, and doesn't make a difference. You know what's really a trip, Brother Oscar, is that, that no matter what, you know, that prayers, maybe they don't happen like right now, you know, but they do get answered, and God hears every one of them, you know. We had a couple that was on the radio a couple of Sundays ago that me and my wife had prayed for 23 years ago, and it was last week. And now my daughter Mary had introduced them, and now they're married and they're serving the Lord. They're pastoring a church of 500. They're doing a missionary work in Africa. And they said, you know what? It's because of your prayers, Matt. It's your prayers. You and your wife's prayers that held on to us, that we held on, and that God's mercy was upon our lives. And we want to thank you because we have now you're a part of our ministry because of the prayers. So you know what? I don't care what religion you're from or what. You know what? You believe in God. You believe in prayer, in the real God, the God of Abraham and Jacob and Joseph. That's the God I serve. And he's not a man. He don't lie. So those who are out there, you know, just thinking that your prayers are hitting the walls, they're not. They're not. God hears every one of them. And there's people
Amen.
Out there that
Amen.
Need,
ready.
Need those prayers. Don't stop praying. Well, Pastor Oscar, tell me what brought you to the Lord, brother.
Well, bro, I was at a place in my life. I had just come back from Seattle. I was in Washington, state of Washington. I'd been there for like 6 months. I had gone up there. I had attempted suicide. And a friend of mine had called me and asked me right after I got out of the hospital, like 2 days after I got out of the hospital, and asked me to come up north with him and help him open up a dealership. I lasted there for about 6 months, decided I got homesick and came home. And what changed my life and how I came to the Lord was when I came back, I ended up meeting a woman. And it was a woman that brought me to the Lord because I was still a woman chaser back then. But the only thing was that she was already saved. And so, of course, I told her I was saved, and I went to church. And basically, Eddie, I met my wife, my rib, at the meat market. She worked for a grocery store, and I met her there.
Oh, you were shopping for la carne, huh?
Yeah, I was shopping in la carne, bro.
Órale, hermano carnitas. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. And so, but now, hey, bro, I was shopping for some short ribs, some spare rib, but I ended up getting the prime rib, brother.
Come on now. Come on now. And I know you like your meat well done, but she must have been
well,
already
you got
satisfied.
That right, brother. Yeah, so, anyways, I invited her to go out with me, and she told me she only went out, she would only go out, you know, to a Christian outing or something. So you had told me about Victory Outreach was having a world conference.
I remember that security one.
and brother, when I got there, I was there, bro, for all the wrong reasons, but God knew what he was doing.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I made that altar call, bro, raised my hands up, and R.W. Schonbach was preaching.
I remember that.
And I gave my life over to the Lord there. But I never really got plugged in. It took about another 6 months before I had like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Well, not even 1 foot, bro. I had like one toe in and the rest of me out. And then what ended up happening as I started, our other brother Ray called me and invited me to go visit him, and I did, and went to a church, a little small church where a bunch of old people were at.
Hey, what's wrong with those people, man?
Wasn't my thing back then, brother. They were singing out of hymnals, bro.
Oh, come on now.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with hymnals, bro.
It was just wrong for you, huh? You was too hymnal.
It was wrong for me at the time. And we ended up, but I ended up staying there, brother. God spoke to me. I fell in love with God, and I've been serving God since 1991, brother.
Come on now. All right, Pastor Oscar, so we're going to come back to you right now. We're going to take a little break, play a couple songs, and then we'll come right back to you, okay?
Cool, that'll work, bro.
All right, we'll be right back. Here's a little song for you guys so you don't get anxious there, all right? All right, here you go.
Cross my heart that I love you.
Radio here. Listen, we got a special request here from Frank Martinez. Wants to tell his honey he loves her, okay? This is to Tina Martinez from Frank Martinez. Here we go.
Okay, we're gonna go back.
Radio. Pastor Eddie here live with Pastor Oscar from Norwalk, California. You back with me, Pastor Oscar?
Right here, Pastor Eddie.
All right. I'm sure glad you didn't leave me, bro. I was starting to get worried.
I'll never leave you or forsake you, brother.
Hallelujah. Anyway, where were we, brother? We were talking about, what was the last thing we talked about? Do you remember?
Yes, we were talking about how what changed me, and what happened, and where my what happened in my life to change me from where I was before.
All right. And so, so what's happening in your life now, brother?
Hey, bro, I've had a true encounter with God, brother, and we're pastoring a church. Met my wife. In 1991, and 4 years later we got married, and we're just happy, bro. It's just amazing what God can do. You know, there's something about when you marry a woman of God, bro, you can trust her. You know, in the world, and you know, with all the junk that goes on, bro, you can't trust anybody.
Come on,
one
now.
Of the things I've learned, one of the things I've learned over the years is when you trust God, in with all you have, you're able to trust Him with your life and who He brings into your life. And the people He brings into your life are people you can trust. And one of the people that He brought to me was my wife. And man, I can trust her, bro. Man, I know how scandalous some we can be in the world, bro. But when you're with God, bro, you don't have to worry about nothing. When you marry a woman of God or a man of God, you don't ever, ever have to worry.
That's right. That's right. Especially if they've been tried and true, man, you know. Because when you give your life to the Lord, it's a process. It's a process, Pastor Oscar. And,
yes,
and
it is.
All good. It's all good, though, because we know that it's the pruning and the shearing and everything that we go through, man, is to build us up and to mature us, you know, the things that we go through. And I know that what you're telling me is true because I know your wife. And I said, wow, man, he's got himself a good one this time. Yeah, he got himself a good one.
Amen, brother.
I said, I know.
Amen. And you know, when you have a wife, a godly wife, bro, it's different, brother, because you can trust her with everything. You don't need to hide nothing. You don't have to do nothing, man, because they love you no matter what, you know, and they're not going to go throw it in your face when you mess up or you do something wrong. They're there to help you, bro, and that's the difference. And
right. There's such a peace that comes, you know, in knowing the Lord, because all the aspects of your life, Pastor Oscar, has changed, you know. I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, we experienced the death of one of our oldest brother was committed suicide. And we knew, we didn't really have a relationship with the Lord. We knew of the Lord, just like, you know religion. You call yourself, I'm saying it, you know, that we're Catholics, but we weren't even good Catholics because we used to go to church maybe on Christmas and maybe, and I'm saying maybe on Easter, you know, we knew all the traditional stuff, you know, and do the sign of the cross and all that stuff, but we never really knew a relationship or what it was to know God, you know. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you're so right, Pastor Eddie. You know, and I don't ever even remember going to church on Christmas or Easter. I just remember going to weddings and funerals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the only God that I knew. And I also, the only thing I was ever told about God, that he was a God that punishes. A God that, te va a castigar Dios. You know, God's going to punish you, you know. And
right.
That's not the God I serve. That's not the God I serve. It's totally, it's religion trying to scare you not to do the wrong thing. But the God I serve is a merciful, loving Father. Who, when you mess up, he just wants to make everything right for you, you know?
That's right, that's right. You just say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me, help me not to do it no more. But you got to be sincere in it, and he will.
That's it, bro. All
he
it is repent, you know? And when you repent, you ask God to forgive you. Not because you got caught, it's because you really are sorry you're doing the stuff you're doing, and you want to change it. And he'll come in, as you know, he'll come and change you, change your heart and how you look at life and the things. And he's able to deliver you out of those things, just like he delivered me, bro, out of that, the miry clay, bro, out of all the junk, the sexual perversion, all the stuff I was messed up in. Bro, God was able to rescue me, deliver me. And today, bro, I pastor a church in Norwalk. Mentoring men and kids, bro, that change and changing the world for Jesus, you know, where I thought I was nothing but a dirt bag, bro. God knew that I was so much more. He seen what I'm really like, the inside, changed me, cleaned me up, and made me who I am today.
Yeah, talking about change, you know, Pastor Oscar, that sometimes, like, we're so messed up, we're so caught up in our mess. You know what? I know, because I'm speaking from my heart about me, you know, that even though, you know, we didn't go to church, you know, and have a relationship with the Lord, we knew that the things that we were doing were wrong. We knew that the perversion and the sexual immorality, and we knew that, you know, the drugs and the alcohol and all the junk that we were involved in, we still knew that it was wrong, you know, because You know, those things were, we know. The Holy Spirit is
exactly
with us. Even though we don't have a relationship, God, I believe, you know, puts that in us.
Yeah, we know,
human
Lord,
beings. We know. And I think that's part of the reason that, you know, that we're so miserable, because we know that we're not in the place where we know we should be, you know.
Exactly, bro. And I think that each and every person that's listening out there, that they know what we're talking about, because we've been there, bro. This is true life. This is where we came from. We come from the streets, bro. We're no different than anybody else there out in the streets, bro. You know, we were slinging drugs. We were doing all that junk, bro. But God changed our lives, bro. And even though we knew we were wrong, we still did it. But it comes to a place in your life where you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, where nothing fulfills that empty space that God can only fill, you know?
That's right. You know what, before we wrap it up here, Pastor Oscar, I just want to touch on one more thing. You know, we do these ministries that are called Kingdom Encounters. And for me, you know, I had already had been saved for 24 years or something like that, but when I went to one of these encounters, and I know that you were able to go to one of these encounters and actually pretty much involved now that God is, you know, you were able to get a taste of these encounters and you're pretty much involved in this ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to you when you went to your encounter real quick here?
Well, bro, that was a few years back, and I can still remember driving down to Rosarito with us. 15 guys from my men's rehab home, and man, that was a job in itself, just driving them. But what I encountered there, bro, at that encounter, I thought I was okay. I thought as a pastor, pastoring the church, having the men's home, I had it all together already. But there was stuff that was in there, bro, that was rooted. And when I came from, and when I went there, man, I was still having an encounter with me. Because I still had stuff. I was a pastor, and I expected things to be a certain way for me, and God just brought me to my knees and broke.
Oh, come on now, tell the truth, brother. Tell the truth.
Where I had to humble myself. It's not about the pastor. The title went out the door, bro. And I met God face to face at that place, man. And God did a cleansing, did something tremendous in my life. And now, Pastor Eddie, as you know, everybody in our church, it's one of the things we do, bro. Everybody goes through the encounters. The majority of the leadership in the church is involved. They're serving. They're a part of it. It's part of who we are. It's our DNA, bro. And the DNA that we have is Jesus, you know. And it's not about a religion. It's not about joining our church. It's about the kingdom of God and serving God. This is what it's all about, brother. It's never been for me and since the calling when I was first called into ministry, bro. It's never been about building a church. It's always been about building the kingdom of God, because that's what God's called us to do. He never said build a church. The church is his business to build. Our calling is to build the kingdom of God, and that's reaching the lost at any cost.
So would you recommend one of these encounters to anybody or somebody? Or
brother, whoever I speak to, I would recommend, if anybody's out listening out there, I don't care what you're going through, if you're having everything fine and everything's wonderful in your life, everything's firme, whatever, doesn't matter. And especially if nothing's going right in your life, you need to get to one of these encounters. It's a life-transforming experience. I'll tell you, you'll never be the same. You'll never, ever, ever be the same. It changes you for life. You know, Pastor Eddie, I don't know how much more time we have, but I just want to share something. I work at cemeteries almost every day. I'm looking at death. As you know, I release doves at funerals and the white doves. I was at one this weekend, and I see death every day. I see young people. I see old people. I see children. And life is real, bro, and life is short, and we never know. None of us are promised tomorrow, not you, not me. None of us are promised tomorrow. The word of God tells us today is a day of salvation. There's no tomorrow. Today is the day. And there was a young man that I did a funeral for yesterday. He was 25 years old, bro. 25 years old. Had a whole bunch of stuff going for him. Intelligent, one of those geniuses, you know. And had everything going for him. Had two little small babies. And they found overdosed. Found him overdosed, bro, on crystal meth, bro. Just totally, man. The family wrecked. Totally messed up, bro. And you know, that's one of the things today that really has everybody got a hold on him, bro. And that's the ploy of the devil, bro. It's a spiritual war, and that spiritual war is that crystal meth. And if you look at somebody that's been on it for a while, you see death all over them, bro, because it's not them. There's a total transformation of their bodies, their faces. That junk is a killer, and it's meant to destroy lives. And that's of the devil. It's not of God. But God can deliver you just as he delivered me. You know, I don't know who's listening out there, but those who are listening, you know what that drug does to you. You know what it feels like, and you know what a hook it has on you and how it gets you. Today, God can heal you. God can deliver you. God is able to do all things. And I'm telling you, I've been there, I've done it, and there isn't anything new under the sun, the Bible says. And I'll tell you this, I deal with death every day. I see people OD, young, old, and I'm telling you, today, God is doing something in your life. What you're listening today is something from the heart, because God is real. What he was able to do in my life and Pastor Eddie's life and so many other people's lives, he can do in your life today. He can deliver you from that misery, from that addiction. And all it is a prayer and getting plugged in somewhere where God can reach you and you can get discipled or mentored and do the right thing. I'll tell you, when I came to the Lord, Pastor Eddie, God delivered me instantly. Not everybody gets that, but I was blessed to be instantly delivered from that drug. And I have a men's rehab home. I see this every day, but God is able to restore all things because he's a God of restoration.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, Pastor Oscar. You know what? And I know that you guys are out there listening. And I know that it's real what Pastor Oscar knows, just like you know that we're talking to you right now. Listen, I've spent a lot of time in being involved in the ministry where I've been involved in going to court for different people and stuff. And they have even a special courtroom just for crystal meth drug addicts here in Riverside in the Superior Court. And I'm telling you that there is, that drug and that devil is no respecter of persons. I see guys that are 65, 68 years old going to court. It's a drug court. It's a drug court. And all kinds of, you know, people go there. But most, I would say probably 80% of the people that are in there are hooked on that meth. So it's a real thing what the devil is using that drug for. I'm telling you. That it's no respecter of a person. And Pastor Oscar, I'd like to, before we close up here tonight, I'd like for you to say a prayer for them out there, to give them a little encouragement and let them know, you know, that God is able. Just pray for them right now that maybe they're teeter-tottering between here, thinking, yeah, maybe, no, whatever, you know. But I know that, like I said earlier, that a prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's what we're going to believe for tonight. And God's going to touch lives, and God's going to change lives, and it's going to strengthen them and bring them to this side. Okay, Pastor Oscar?
Amen. Yeah, it would be a privilege for me, Pastor Eddie. And those of you that are listening, what I'd like you to do is just by faith, just put your hand on your radio, your computer, whatever it is you're listening through. And Father, I just thank you today for the awesome opportunity to be able to pray, Father God, and to do what you called us to do, Lord. You're a God of hope. And even right now, I just have a sense in the spirit realm where someone's even contemplating suicide. They've even thought about it tonight. You don't have to, because God is able to rescue you. He is the one and the only one that can help you. So, Father, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you that tonight, Father God, you've spoken through your vessels, Lord. This was you speaking just as you do, Father God, like a father would speak to his son or his daughter, Lord, that you would be real with them. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, your son, that you would touch that one that's crying out, that's on that verge, Father God, of saying no, yes, Lord, that one that wants you, Lord, that's tired of being where they're at, Lord, that they need something different, that they feel there's no hope. You're the God of hope. You're the God of restoration. God, you're the one that can help them and rescue them. That what you've done in my life, you can do in their life. You're no respecter of persons. You're the God that came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Lord, I would pray today, Lord, that you would touch that one person, each and every one that was reaching out to you today, Lord. You hear them. You see them. You've seen every tear they've shed, Father God. You've seen it, Lord, and your heart breaks because your children are hurting. And so, Father, you're a good, good Father. And so, Lord, I would pray that you would just rescue them now. Let them feel your tangible presence. Let them feel who you truly are, God. You're not God that punishes. You're a God that rescues, a God that loves. So, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, come and rescue your children, Lord. Bring deliverance, bring comfort, bring healing to their lives, Father God. To that mom, Father God, that's by herself, Lord, struggling. To the dad who hasn't seen his children in weeks and months, Lord, bring comfort to him, God. Bring comfort and bring healing into their lives, God, because you are a real and living God. You're not a God that hangs on a cross. You're a living God who cares about his children. So, Father, I just release your power, your love, and your presence over these airways, that they're able to feel you and hear your voice, Father God. Lord, I would pray that those that have given their lives or want to give their lives to you, Lord, that they would repeat this prayer with me tonight, God. Repeat this prayer with me if you would, please. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and I need help. Would you help me, Jesus? Lord Jesus, come into my life and be my God. I know I've messed up. I know that I haven't been the most perfect person. But Lord, I ask you to rescue me. I ask you to save my soul and bring deliverance to me. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart and be my God. I thank you, Lord, for coming into my life and be my God. Lord, help me to serve you. Help me to know who you are in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. And listen, I want to remind you guys out there that the chat room is open. You don't have to go live. If you guys need prayer, if you need to talk, we're available. We have people on the line here ready to talk to you. You can call in at 347-215-7698. All right, we'll be glad to take your call. You don't have to go live. You just need a prayer, you need a ministry, you need a doctor, whatever. Just call in. We're right here to help you guys, okay? And Pastor Oscar, I want to thank you for this tonight and appreciate your time, your love, your dedication, and your faithfulness to the Lord. I know that the Lord is going to continue to use you mightily, just like he's using you right now tonight. I just want to thank you and Maya both for your faithfulness and your love for the Lord and for people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for allowing us to come in and be a part of what God is doing here. We thank you. We give you, and Eddie, as always, you are awesome, brother. And I just bless you and your wife and your ministry. You guys are a blessing to everyone that knows you. And I just release the blessings of God over you and your family.
Amen.
Just keep on going, brother. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Pastor Oscar, those that are in the Riverside, the Norwalk area, 626 area, looking for a church and So why don't you give us the blast and the phone number where you're at, and you can get a hold of you. 562.
The name of the church is Good News or Norwalk Good News, and we are at 12250 Firestone Boulevard in the city of Norwalk, man. We have services all week long. We party in the Lord, as Maya says. We just have a good time. We, you know, one of the things that we talk about in our church that we have fun serving God, man. It's not a dead church. It's an alive church, and we're always doing stuff. We're out on the road. We're doing things. God is on the move, and, you know, we have children's ministry. We have youth ministry. It's just a on fire ministry where the kingdom of God is just totally expressed, prophetic words. We just bring out, you know, in our church, Pastor Eddie, we don't bring guilt and condemnation because that's of the devil. We bring out what God says you are. Our whole vision and our purpose is to bring out the God and who God says you are, you know, and bring out the gold in you. And well, our website is norwalkgoodnews.org, and our email is goodnewsout@ymail.com. And our phone number is 562-443-0655. We also have a restoration home, what we call our men's training center. And if you need help, we're here, whatever you need.
Amen. All right, Dr. Oscar, thank you so much, okay? And
God bless you. We love you guys.
You. Love you too. God bless you. Thank you guys for listening in. Here's a little song from Pastor Sal Perez, and we'll be right back with you.
Play.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. Pastor Eddie here. Listen, get excited, man, because we got next weekend. We're going to try to get little Willie G on here. And then Pastor Sal, we got a bunch of guys lined up here. We're going to be interviewing, and that's the music that you've been listening to here tonight. If you like it, then join us next week, and we're going to try to get him on here. Pastor Sal, if you're listening, you're on the gun, brother, okay? And I want to let you know the chat room's still open, and we're taking calls. Amen. Well, we're ready to wind down here. Radio. All right. Listen, we're going to get ready to wind down here for the night. We got about 10 minutes left. I just want to thank you guys for listening in tonight, and stay tuned, because tomorrow night we have Mama Laugh. She's going to come in. Maybe she'll make you laugh. Maybe she'll make you cry. But she's nevertheless, she's going to be here tonight. Just tomorrow night, just thumping it out for you guys, all right? stay tuned tomorrow night. Be excited and tune in. Mary, good night, Mary. Thanks for inviting us and let us be a part of your show. We love you. And we love all you guys out there, okay? Be blessed. God bless you. I'm going to finish it off with this one again.
Y venimos ante ti, oh Dios, sedientos.
Sumérgeme again.
Conscientes de nuestra necesidad de ti, más que de cualquier otra cosa.
They were all in their front.
Necesidad de tu espíritu y de tu presencia. Cansado del camino, sediento de ti, un desierto he cruzado, sin fuerzas he quedado, vengo a ti. Luché como soldado y a veces sufrí, y aunque la lucha he ganado, mi armadura he
desgastado,
vengo a ti. Cansado del camino, sediento de ti, un desierto he cruzado, sin fuerzas he quedado, vengo a ti. Luché como soldado y a veces sufrí, y aunque la lucha he ganado, mi armadura he desgastado, vengo a ti. Pídele que te sumerja. Sumérgeme en el río de tu espíritu. Necesito refrescar este seco corazón, sediento de ti. Sumérgeme en el río de tu espíritu. Necesito refrescar este seco corazón, sediento de ti. Cansado del camino, sediento de ti, un desierto he cruzado, sin fuerzas he quedado, vengo a ti. Luché como soldado y a veces sufrí, y aunque la lucha he ganado, mi armadura he desgastado, vengo a ti. Sumérgeme, Señor, sumérgeme en el río de tu espíritu. Necesito refrescar este seco corazón, sediento de ti. Sumérgeme enamóranos tú, Jesús, mi fiel amigo, enamóranos de ti. Jesús, mi fiel amigo, mi dulce caminar, quédate conmigo, no quiero volver atrás, no quiero.
que tu presencia nunca se aparte de mí. Derrama tu espíritu
sus manos
sobre nosotros. Mi Dios,
me viste a mí cuando nadie me vio. Me amaste a mí cuando nadie me amó. Me viste a mí cuando nadie me vio. Me amaste a mí cuando nadie me amó. Y me diste nombre. Yo soy tu niña, la niña de tus ojos, porque me amaste a mí y me diste nombre. Yo soy tu niña, la niña de tus ojos, porque me amaste a mí.